Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Ann Anderson from Locally Delicious, and we're here today to talk about the local food guide. First of all, let's talk a little bit about Locally Delicious and who are these heirloom tomatoes who got together to look at food issues in Humboldt County and to try and encourage people to eat more local food.
Well, we're an organization that's about 10 years old now. Some of our original members have retired, but we have a couple of new members who are actually a little older, and we have one new guy member, so that's really moving into the future here.
That's right, because you're all heirloom tomatoes, and you all have an individual tomato name, right?
Yes,
within the organization. Mm-hmm. What's your tomato name?
Table Talk.
I like that one. So it was all women in the beginning got together to try to encourage people to eat more local food. Were you part of a book club, or how did you meet each other originally?
Oh, sort of random connections, actually.
Uh-huh.
But we just did get together, and our original thought was to make a cookbook so that people would know what to do with all the abundant locally produced food we have here.
Uh-huh.
So that was our first project, and then things grew from there.
And the local food guide is a relatively new project. That's only been done once, as far as I know.
That's correct. It will be the second annual this year.
Okay, coming up for that.
That's right. And our first book did have the last part of it with resources of local farmers' markets and farms and producers of food, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of an extension of that. That book now is like 9 years old, so those things are kind of out of date. So we have an updated version, and we'll update that every year. This is our second annual version of the guide.
And the 2018 version is going to have two counties represented in it, Humboldt and Del Norte County. Why did you choose those two counties to include in the guide?
Because we feel it's part of the food shed, if you will. It's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Our food systems are similar. Our fisheries are similar. So it's a connected couple of counties.
Okay, that makes sense to me. All up that 101 corridor there and inland a bit. How do you fund this project? I mean, it's a pretty substantial magazine, and I've got to say, I see them everywhere. Everywhere I go, it seems like I see a nice stack of them available for people, and they're free. So how have you been able to fund that?
Well, it's 92 pages next time, and it's funded with sponsorships from farmers and grocers, restaurants, and some foundations. In fact, HSU is taking a page in
it
for extended education for their new wine-making program. So lots of organizations.
That's great, yeah.
Commercial and nonprofits.
That's a lot to pull together. How big is your staff that's working on this project?
Well, there are four of us.
Wow.
And we're volunteers, so it's all labors of love at this point.
Yeah, that's great. That's a big project. So the project is going to be 96 pages long. That's a pretty substantial document. And you have different categories in it, which I like, because you've kind of grouped things together. The first category in it is farmers markets and CSAs.
Right, and farm stands.
And farm stands.
Right.
Okay. And that, to me, is really interesting, because whenever I travel anywhere, the first thing I want to know is, where are the farmers markets? Anywhere that I can get something that's local. So I think it's great that you're putting that information in there. And I think that there are maybe farmers markets in towns that people may not even know about, even if you live in Arcata or Eureka.
Oh, that's true. We have one out in Willow Creek now. There's two up in Del Norte. There's one in Fortuna. There's one in Shelter Cove and Garberville and Miranda. So they're smaller, but they are all across the territory from southern Humboldt up to northern Del Norte.
And now farm stands. I grew up down in the Bay Area. I grew up with a lot of farm stands around, and so we could buy a lot of produce at farm stands. It seems like there's a resurgence of farm stands.
Yeah, I think so. We've identified now, 15 in
15.
These two counties, yeah.
That's pretty darn good, because that's the sort of thing, like, you know, you can go to a grocery store, it's open, you know the hours it's open. If you're kind of working around the farmer's market, it's a little more challenging if you need something for a recipe. But the farm stands, you know, they pretty much have regular hours. So it's a way that you can pretty regularly shop for some of your produce.
That's true. Also, it's a great fun way to tour the county. This magazine is for tourists as well as our local residents. And so I hope they'll pick them up and then stop at the farm stands on their way up 101.
And then CSAs, which I love that idea of the community supported agriculture, which is that you buy a share into that. So you're also listing the CSAs. Have you seen that grow over the years, the number of CSAs?
A little bit. Yeah, we're up to about 10 right now.
Okay. Yeah. And those, you buy a share and then, you know, every week or whatever the time period is, you get a box of produce that is, you know, based out of what did well at the farm.
That's true. There's one of our farmers is doing what's called a market CSA. So it's the one up in Del Norte, Ocean Air Farms. You give them a certain amount of money, like $200. Uh-huh. And then you can go to the farm stand and get whatever you want until your $200 is exhausted. So it's a little different model, but it's interesting. We also have a beer farm share with
Humboldt Regeneration.
Yeah, right. You can buy a beer share there. So that's kind of interesting.
That's right. That is something I really wish. I mean, in Monterey, we've talked to people down in Monterey before that they have a really nice community-supported fisheries program. And I think there's some people up in Crescent City that are doing that. I really wish we had that here in Humboldt County here at the marina or something that you could get a box of whatever fish was harvested out of, you know, Humboldt. Maybe someday. I mean, one of the future ones. So restaurants, let's talk about restaurants because you have a restaurant recognition program now with the locally delicious tomato as a sign that these restaurants use a lot of local produce in their dishes. What is the criteria for that program?
It's a little subjective. We tend to include rather than exclude. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage restaurants to buy more for local farmers. So we figure we are trying every way we can to get more of our local food into any of the distribution systems, whether it's groceries or restaurants or the markets, farmers markets, et cetera. So it's just one more way to get more production. It feeds back into the farms. If they have more customers, they're going to grow more. We'll have more local food, less industrial food coming in.
And I think it's important to let other restaurants know which restaurants are being recognized, because I think a lot of times a restaurant might have an inkling that they want to go in that direction, but they're not really sure how to pull it off, because there are things about shopping local that can be challenging. But if you know other people are doing it, they can help you figure out what are kind of the obstacles in the way that you might be able to remove those and be able to do it more easily.
That's true. I think that's a big problem in our county in that we don't have a really good aggregation and distribution system for people to bring the food to. Farmers bring it to one place and then the purchasers go to that place and buy it, which is really important for places like grocery stores and restaurants. So we've got some work to do in that area, but we're seeing more and more restaurants buying locally, and that's really encouraging.
I noticed, too, in the local food guide that you have a lot of pieces of information about things that people may not be familiar with. Like, what does it mean when something says it's certified organic? Or, you know, what is the cottage food bill and what does that entail? So you also, it's an informative piece of material.
That's right. We're a nonprofit and our main mission is education. We're putting a new emphasis on this version of the guide that talks about food and the environment and the way food is grown or raised, whether it's animals, can affect the carbon level in the atmosphere. So you can sequester carbon. You can actually pull carbon out of the atmosphere through plants and the way animals are raised. And so we hope that might save some of us higher level critters, if we call us that, in the future on the planet. So, but more education about the environment and how food impacts the environment.
And where can people get a copy of the local food guide?
Well, most of the major grocery stores, in terms of our natural food grocery stores, if you will have it. We'll have it at visitor centers, state and national parks, chambers of commerce.
I even saw them in a laundromat. So I think they're almost everywhere. I think you guys are doing a great job at distribution and certainly a great job at producing the magazine. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Ann Anderson from Locally Delicious, producers of the Local Food Guide. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.